Emma Cardon, a senior in Logan High School, has been writing music most of her life. Recently, she won the Southwest Division of the Music Teacher National Association Student Composition Competition. She is also a National Young Arts Foundation 2017 competition winner in the high school division.
I started when I was really young. I started messing around when I was starting piano when I was four. And there's a program when I was five where I arranged something. But the first piece that I actually composed, I was six. And I sent that to a competition and I won. And then after that, I just kept going.
While breaking traditional classical music rules, Cardon writes atonal movements, which create a feeling of tension and explore the musical spectrum of sounds. Cardon focuses on motives, small musical patterns of two or three notes, along with forms, which create the structure of a piece. She also draws inspiration from the small details she observes in the world around her.
Usually, I start out coming up with something to focus on, like the way some books that I've been doing recently are about the different bugs and how they move. So I'll choose something and I'll start to map it out, usually on this notebook. And I just write what patterns that I want to use, motives, form, things like that. And then I usually just start writing. Sometimes I plan more times than others. I used to compose at the piano mostly because I was writing piano music. But now I write mostly chamber music or orchestra. So I just do everything on the computer.
Cardon has also completed numerous pieces for specific groups, including American Festival, Chorus, and Orchestra. The composition process varies when writing for a specific group in order to cater towards their desires.
Last October, I did a piece for the American Festival Chorus, and they said that they wanted something Halloween-y for their Halloween concert, not too weird. So there's constrictions a lot to what you can do, but I think most of the stuff that I do is more of learning experiences, exercises.
But for Cardon, it's not the composition part that draws her to composing. Instead, it's hearing someone else play her piece for the first time.
I think that it's when you have the actual performance, seeing it sort of come to life, I guess you could say, because it's something that you just sort of hear in your head, and then you write it down on paper, and it's just notes. But then when you have an actual audience, people are responding to it. It almost seems like you didn't even do it, and it's just sort of an interesting perspective.
Cardon plans on attending Vanderbilt University's Blair School of Music and majoring in composition next fall. She hopes to eventually become a full-time composer. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.